Well, Christmas is a wonderful time for many reasons, the most important being to remember the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. But it's also a time of the giving of gifts, a time of enjoyment for children. I remember when I was quite small, trying to keep awake all night so I could see Father Christmas coming to deliver the presents, and of course I couldn't stay awake. And I woke up in the morning, and there at the bottom of my bed, there was a pillowcase stuffed full of presents that my parents and grandparents had bought for me. And I thought it was so wonderful. Not so wonderful in the Brown household, if you are familiar with Paddington Bear. In the second Paddington book, this one, he has his first Christmas. And Mrs. Brown, amongst other presents, has bought Paddington a xylophone. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, Paddington had opened his presents, found the xylophone, and was playing as loudly as he possibly could the national anthem. I hope that that has not been your experience this morning, but it's something that is unforgettable when the children wake up very early because they are so excited about the day and looking forward to the presents. But we are remembering principally today the fact that God has fulfilled his promise. Today, as it is said in that reading that we've just had in Luke chapter 2, verse 11, today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, God in human flesh, enters the world. He existed from eternity past, but he became a man and was born into this world. And this happened exactly as prophesied, in exactly the place that was prophesied in Bethlehem. It was not planned by Joseph and Mary. It was, in fact, planned by the emperor of the Roman Empire. He had no concept of the prophecies of the Old Testament, and yet it was because of him that Joseph and Mary had to travel to Bethlehem, and that was how the prophecy was fulfilled. And it's an illustration of the providence of God at work. God rules the world in providence, and things happen when we least expect them. But when we look back, we can see how God has worked, how God has acted throughout history to bring about his plan and his purposes, which we can't always understand. But we can see in this case, this is how God fulfilled his promises. God is not distant. God is here. God is with us. God is here now. And God showed his nearness to us in sending the Lord Jesus Christ, born into the world as a human being, something he had not been before, but he became a human being and continues as a human being, even now, while he is also God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. It's an amazing thought. God should become a man. God becomes one of us. But the great difference is that when Jesus was born, he was born without sin. We are born into the world, we are born as sinners. The Lord Jesus Christ was born without sin. And throughout his earthly life, he never sinned. And that is one of the glorious things about the gospel, one of the glorious things about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into the world. The Saviour was born, come into the world to be our Saviour, because we needed a Saviour, because of our sins. A Saviour who is Christ the Lord, promised throughout the Old Testament, and now here he is. This declaration was made by the angel to the shepherds, and they were told what they would find if they went to Bethlehem, and they would find here was the Saviour born into the world. Even though he was a helpless baby in the arms of his mother, wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger when she could no longer hold him. Most mothers would say how lovely it is to hold their newborn child and to let them suckle at their breast. And yet there are times when they become so weary, they have to put them down. and in this case, the creator of the universe. Remember, it says in John chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made through him, through the Lord Jesus Christ. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Those people who want to say, no, no, God the Father created Jesus and then through him created everything else, that's not what John 1:3 says. John 1:3 makes it very clear. The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of everything. Nothing is excluded from his creative work. It's an amazing thing. And the shepherds, these humble people, these poor people, were the first to go and visit the Lord Jesus Christ and to see him. And what a joy and privilege that was for them. They went and they sought him out. Well, Christmas time is a time of joy. It is a time of happiness. But it's a time to remember the Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world. Remembering why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. The Lord Jesus Christ came to give us peace with God. As we are, naturally, we are at war with God. We are God's enemy. But with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself has stretched out his hand to us, to sinful humanity, and says, come and receive the salvation that I have provided in my Son. What prevents you from receiving that salvation and knowing the joy and the peace, the forgiveness that comes to all who repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? How glorious it is to know him. Do we know him? Have we received this wonderful gift? You may have received some wonderful gift today. You may look at it and say, this is just what I have always wanted. Or you've given a great gift to a friend or a family member and they say the same. This is just the very thing that I wanted. Nothing could be better than this. But of course, that's not true. There is something that could be better. And that better thing is salvation, deliverance from sin and death and hell, provided freely. It's a gift. And you do get silly people who say, well, yes, I would love to know peace with God. I would love to know the forgiveness of my sins. What must I do? And they think in terms of some exchange, of money, some exchange of works. And yet, the salvation that God offers in the person of Christ is free. We do not have to do anything. Jesus Christ has done everything that is necessary. It is a free gift. Salvation is free. You'll sometimes hear people speaking about free grace. The graces of God is offered freely. It is offered without price. And all we have to do is to receive it. If you were handing out presents and you gave someone a gift, what would you think if they said, oh, well, thank you very much for this. It's just what I wanted. How much do I need to pay you? And you'd look at them and say, it's a gift. It's free. I want you to have it. No, 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 no. I've got to pay for this. No, it's a gift. And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The greatest gift that anyone can receive is not something given by another person in this world. The greatest gift is salvation given to us freely by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you turn to one of the letters of Paul in 2 Corinthians and chapter 9, Paul has been discussing the whole issue of Christian giving. How much should we give? When should we give? To what should we give? And he gives principles and lays down how much believers should give to the work of the gospel, amongst other things. But he finishes off by saying, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. The gift of God of free salvation in Christ. The magnitude of it is indescribable because it is so wonderful and it is so free. And why is it that people do not receive it with open arms? Jesus came into the world, born as a baby, grew to adulthood, preached and taught the truth, directed us in the paths of righteousness, and then allowed himself to be taken to the cross and executed by wicked men. And in so doing, he took upon himself the punishment due to sin, the punishment that you and I deserve, but the punishment that he took upon himself freely and willingly. And so now all that stands between us and full and free salvation, forgiveness of sins, a clear conscience, the only thing that stands in our way is our own stubborn reluctance, our own stubborn resistance, our own stubborn refusal to receive the proffered gift. I hope you have a blessed time today. I hope you have an enjoyable time and don't overeat. Enjoy time with friends and family. But most of all, I pray that you will know that greatest of all gifts, that you will receive the Lord Jesus into your heart, and that you will know such blessings as are unimaginable. Except some of us know these blessings already, and we rejoice. We rejoice at what God has done for us, and we cannot understand why God would do this. But God has freely given us salvation. Not because we deserve it, because not a single one of us does, but because of his grace and mercy and loving kindness. Oh, how great is God's gift. How wonderful is God's love. How overwhelming is his mercy towards us. I hope and pray that this Christmas time you might know that you have that gift that God is freely offering and freely gives to anyone and everyone who will only repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.